You're listening to the 69th episode of the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast. Search security and CNET.
Let's talk about passwords.
Okay. So Google, once again, so earlier in the show we talked about the whole idea of a dongle that you plug into your computer. It allows you to VPN. It's this idea of authentication. And Google has basically said in the last year, what we've kind of known was happening has become transparently obvious that passwords aren't a good form of security anymore. They're actually one of the worst possible forms of security.
I believe it.
Yeah. And so basically what they were saying was, we want to re-engineer the password, and we want to come up with a solution that will secure your stuff, and make it usable and easy. Now, you know, we talked on the show a little while back. I got my stuff hacked, and somebody stole my password from my email and sent out a bunch of stuff, and I had to change a bunch of email account settings and things like that. And went through changing all that stuff. And one of the big things that I did with my primary Google account, which I had been resistant to do, was to do what's called a two-step verification. So they basically text you a random password. When you sign into a new account, they text you a random password that you have to then type into this new account, and it says, okay, you own the phone that's registered for Matthew, you know the password, so you must be Matthew, which is nice because it means that somebody can't use Chrome now. I'll get a text message if somebody gets my password and tries to use my email or use Chrome or get into my Google information. That's great. I like that. The problem is that now I have to do that every single time that I try to log in anywhere. And they have like this, like when you register a new thing, like when I registered Chrome, logged into Chrome on my iPhone, it wasn't just a matter of like getting a secondary password. I had to go into like even a step further where they give you like this giant, like 30 character password instead of like a 6-character one. It's like a 30-character one where, because this is like your super information, it basically is, this is a validated entrance, and so you have to like register it. It's so crazy, it drives me. And but now I actually have security. But it's kind of annoying in that it takes a lot more time and there's a lot more information to remember now, and so Google wants to get away from all that. So they were posing all these different solutions, like the idea of using, you know, near field communication on your phones and using your phone as a way to, you know, you put your phone near your computer and your phone will basically log you into all of your stuff securely. You get your phone away and it takes all of your stuff off. And so you can have these really, literally impossible to crack passwords because you can do security, you can do key gen security in such a way that it's not, nobody would actually be able to intercept with the keys or any of the credentials that would secure you. But they're also talking about other cool ideas, like building it into rings. So like you have a ring on your hand that's your like security ring, which would make really intense movies when somebody needs to steal your passwords to cut your finger off.
That's right. So all movies instantly become rated R.
Exactly. But they also talked about the idea of USB dongles, which is really unexciting because it doesn't require any finger cutting off in order to get stolen. But they basically are sitting there saying, you know, this year has been kind of a weird year, and not just because Matthew Furlough suffered an attack, but there's actually been like a huge uptick in people getting their accounts broken into, of all sorts this year. Like it's been a really, you know, people have just gotten, you know, tons of information has been lost. There's been a real increase in the amount of, or the lack of security rather.
How much of that has to do with a lack of security versus people are just willing to put more online and therefore the rate is the same, but because there's more online, it looks like an increase?
I have no idea. That's an interesting question. That's an interesting question. I
guess no matter what, you sit there and say people are putting more online, even if the rate's the same, it was too much to begin with. And now it's just becoming that much more clear.
Right.
So we need to solve it.
It's becoming a real problem. It's becoming a real problem. So this is going to be, this is like a major infrastructure change, because it's not just, well, it might be a major infrastructure change, because it's, you know, now they're talking about everything needs to have near field communication so that your ring, when it gets near your computer as you're typing, it can go, oh, there's a ring there. And this is the person. This belongs to Matthew Furlough. And they're talking about how the idea of that phones are going to need biometrics. So, like, you scan your fingerprints.
Yeah.
And then your phone knows that you're using your phone, so it can talk to your computer, so your computer knows that you're, yeah, so that you're nearby, so it can log you into all of your accounts, which is another reason. Now we're back to them cutting off your fingers. See, this is what I really see. If it doesn't make a good movie, I don't want the technology to exist. it's gotta be a good spy.
I gotta swab my epithelials in my cheek and then put it on there so it can detect my DNA.
Do DNA testing. Well, hey, did you know that? I think it was Judge Dredd, the original Judge Dredd, the good Judge Dredd, not the lame one that's coming out in theaters now.
You're talking about the Stallone one, right?
Yeah.
The law.
With what's his name? The one dude who was as the comic relief is friggin' hilarious in that movie.
Rob
Schneider. That's like one of the few times you'll ever hear me say Rob Schneider was hilarious in that movie, but he was
funny.
in that movie that's the rings that they have on their finger, like they read your DNA, and so there's biometrics connected to your gun, so that only the judge who has that gun can fire the gun. And so the bad guy, he's able to fake the authentication for Judge Dredd, which is why Dredd gets. So it's like that's the plot of the movie.
Don't give away the movie.
I'm not giving away the end.
Then it's like 20 years old.
I know, exactly. It's just more of our 10-year-old movie reviews. That is the premise of like a bunch of movies, is like how to steal your authentication. Actually, that was interesting. We didn't get to talk about this like 2 weeks ago, but that was one of the first things people called for with this whole like guns thing that's been going on in the national news. People were saying, you know, one of the real easy solutions is to actually not get rid of guns, the vast majority of problems if you just made it illegal to have a gun that didn't have some sort of a biometric scanner. So the gun will only operate if the owner, the registered owner, is holding the gun. So now all of a sudden, you know, like you get into the whole idea of how you like register owners and
it's
stuff.
Like DRM for guns. Holy
exactly.
Cow.
Wow. That's exactly how it would go too. But
I want to fire your gun. Sorry, you have to borrow your own. You can't borrow mine.
Exactly. Which is an interesting solution from a security perspective, we're not going to get into the politics of freedom. That was a loaded statement. but from a technological perspective, it's definitely very interesting, because that's the direction people are moving. Is like, you know, how do you know that it's you, and how do you secure these different vulnerabilities? You know, and guns are an interesting flip side. That's being said, I actually would be very interested in buying a gun. Owning guns with biometric scanners, where it's like, unless me or my wife own it.
Yeah, but you'd be into it because of the biometric scanner, not because of the gun. Be like, check this out. Beep, beep, green lights, just like James Bond.
Exactly. It's awesome. But no, but I mean, if you had a home security system, and like obviously there, you know, you want to be secure about your guns, but how much more comfortable as a parent would you be if you knew that your gun literally cannot fire if it's in the hand of your kid? Your kid could find the gun accidentally, find your bullets accidentally, put the bullets in the gun, pull the trigger and still nothing would happen. That's, you know, there's a certain level of comfort where, or better yet, you know, you're like, you know, it's late at night, the criminal is in your house, you've got your gun, you're sneaking around, like, totally panicked, like, am I going to shoot somebody? All of a sudden, the criminal comes up from behind you, hits you in the head, you fall down, your gun goes flailing, the criminal grabs your gun and goes, now I've got the gun, and he pulls the trigger and nothing happens. They're like,
and because he's a criminal, he's figured out how to hack the gun to make it work, even how to fool the biometric scanner, because that'll happen eventually, and then he shoots you anyways.
See, what he doesn't know is I've packed C4 into the butt of the gun, so if I don't pull the trigger, somebody else does, it explodes his hand.
But what don't know is that...
See, yeah. But that's the point, right? I mean,
you gotta tell stories together. You get 30 seconds.
Exactly.
It's my turn.
So, you know, it's I don't know, it's an interesting... This whole question's interesting. I think that's the way we go. I think eventually you do get to that point. And I think it'll
XKCD did a comic, too, about passwords and how he was like, we make all these random character... you know, passwords, which humans can't remember at all, but they're like 6 to 12 characters, and they have to be, you know, of a certain type. He's like, and computers can hack, you know, it takes a while, but can brute force hack their way through these. He's like, or just let people, they have to type in a sentence.
Okay, what's the password? Do you remember?
What?
Do you remember what the password was? That he came up with in the comic.
No, I don't.
Oh, because the alt text on the comic was basically like, "See, now nobody can use this password because everybody will remember it, and I can never remember the last word, but the first two are horse staple." And so I just Googled it, and the last one is battery. It's horse staple battery. This is you know, which is hilarious because there's a battery staple, correct? Horse staple battery.
The point of his was like, you know, we could make these a little bit more human friendly and make them significantly harder for computers. But it's an interesting problem, right? Because we've talked about this before, where there's a balance between being secure and being a nuisance. And you got to strike, you know, you don't want to be so inconvenient that no one ever signs up for your service, because they're just like, oh my word, you know, in order just to use this, I gotta scan my eye and give it some DNA and type in a password. Oh yeah, plus I have to have my phone with me at all times because that's my physical key. And you know, it's like no one would ever sign up for that. But oh, you just need a minimum 6-character password. Yeah, sure. Signed up, and you know, and you're off and running. And you know, and when if you're a website or a company, whatever, looking to get a whole bunch of users, you know, your first inclination is to go, oh, I'll make it easy, and then we'll secure it later.
Right, yeah, which is exactly how it always happens.
Well, I know Amazon, when I first signed up, they were like the 6-character password, and then something happened, I had to reset it or something, and they aren't 6 characters anymore.
Yeah, no.
It's a lot longer.
Yeah,
Google is the same way, actually.
And you have to like,
Twitter, I think, too, because that was one where I signed up for them, super short, and then I reset it, and I was like, oh, well, never get that password back. That's cool.
Have you ever tried to create like a really secure password and actually use it as your password? See, I finally decided I would have one, and it would be for my primary bank account. And it's incredibly difficult to come up with one. It's like random characters, because like it ended up having to be, now I realize this is like kind of stupid to say on a website, on a broadcast that's going to be like published to the website and, you know, saved on the internet forever. But like it basically is just a pattern on the keyboard and you have to come up with. But at some point it's like, how are you supposed to remember like abstract pieces of information that have absolutely no correlation? Like, that's not how our brains are designed to work. Our brains are designed to work through, you know, through connections. Why mnemonic devices work so well. And so it's like, you know, I've got my password that now for banks, and it's like it's actually secure and it uses but it's really difficult. And I've gotten to the point where I can remember it now, but it's only because it's a pattern. And the whole point of having, like, you know, the security stuff is so that there's not a pattern, so it's not easy to remember, and yet that's exactly what mine is. And I only want to use it once, so if I'm going to come up with secure passwords, it's like, what am I supposed to, you know, I'm supposed to come up with a different one for every time? Well, that's where Google's saying basically, no, that doesn't work. We're not like, we can't do that. We can't handle that sort of security. So we have to come up with a different method, and that's where they get into their biometrics and authenticity tokens and all sorts of stuff, which I think eventually that's what your phone becomes. I think eventually in the next 5 years.
Yeah, I just don't lose it. You know,
well, that's why it'll have to have some sort of a biometric. It'll have to have, you know, there'll have to be a way for you to...
I like the idea of the dual dual authentication.
Yeah.
That's my wife. Where you do have to have, a couple things. Anyways, it's interesting. It's not going to be solved instantly. Oh, my word. My world is coming to me. Which I think is a sign, actually, because you need to get out and go off to your next adventure.
How long have we been doing this show for?
It's like an hour 20.
Okay. Do we want to have a super short show?
It's all right. We talked about some good stuff.
I'm going to say, I got other stuff I can talk about. But okay, yeah, but
you
you're right.
To go.
Okay, that's a good point. That's a good point. I talking about this stuff.
Hey,
maybe
we'll do a midweek kicker. Who knows?
Oh, yeah, maybe. That's not a bad idea.
We'll put it out there.
Get crazy.
There was other stuff that happened, unfortunately. Time does not always allow us to hit it. But hey, we talked a lot about security, which was good. And it was awesome. So everybody, thank you for listening. You're off the hook for 2 hours, but it's action-packed. So we hope you enjoyed it. Everyone, again, my name is James Furlow, and my brother is Matthew Furlow. And so we will talk next time. Thank you.